Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say that little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the golden age of American song. I'm Michael Lasser. Nobody loves language more than a song lyricist. Nobody loves language play more than the song lyricist, and nobody has a sure ear for the vagaries of everyday speech. The result? Song lyrics are conversations, sometimes one-sided, usually romantic, and sometimes odd in the very best way.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
There are as many styles and points of view as there are songs, and they fill the whole range of popular music, from Broadway to jazz to rock and roll, wherever music and words intermingle to make a new third thing, a song. It can be fanciful, it can be self-delusional, it can be gentle or hard, playful or self-indulgent. The style can take shape in the opera house or in a saloon with the smell of the blues, boogie-woogie, country, swing, and rock, making up something strange and pungent. An old man returns home to a house that comforts him. A younger man returns home full of excuses. Two songs, two conversations. Ezio Pinza, Welcome Home, and Jerry Lee Lewis, It Was the Whiskey Talking, Not Me.
Why, even when I leave this neighborhood for only a day, to go to the beach or the vineyards across the bay, no matter what I do or see, after turning home again, I get to that corner and then, sweet voices, I hear sweet voices, calling to me. Welcome home, says the street, as I hurry on my way. Welcome home, sings the gate, like a song. Welcome home, says the door, glad to feel your hand once more. Now you're back where you belong. Welcome home, says the chair, holding out its friendly arms. Welcome home, says the bed, rest on me. Now you're back where you should be. Close your eyes, and the world will settle down to sighs. Welcome home, says the lamp, lighting of familiar things. Look around at your friends, good and true. Get your cares all untied while you're warming up inside. Welcome home to you.
It was the whiskey talking, not me. Could I say, a girl like you, you're more than I deserve. Don't you get upset and please accept old killer's apology. It was the whiskey talking, not me. Met up with some more moonshine. My mouth was working overtime, just letting off a little steam. I ain't the killer that I seem. Sometimes I'm strange, I might change. You got my guarantee. It was the whiskey talking, not me. It's that old whiskey talking.
From Harold Rome's 1954 score to Fanny, Ezio Pinza, Welcome Home, and from 1990, Jerry Lee Lewis with Andy Paley, Jonathan Paley, Mike Kernan, and Ned Claflin's It Was the Whiskey Talkin', Not Me. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Golden Age of American Song. I'm Michael Lasser. Early in the 20th century, song lyrics traded their formality and melodramatic posturing for the ease and directness of ordinary talk. Rather than reaching down to connect to their listeners, song lyrics reached up to match the music the composer provided. Musical conversation became the language of love, sometimes ardent, but just as often playful, wriggly, and hot. The result was songs about talk. From Hoagie Carmichael and Johnny Mercer's 1940 Broadway musical Walk with Music, Barbara Lee, Ooh, What You Said.
Ooh, what you said got me all flustered, faces red. Ooh, what you said when you said what you said. Ooh, what you did got me all bashful like a kid. What you did when you did what you did. Fun is fun, but look at what you done. Ain't you the naughty one? Talking that way, say, are you joking or just outspoken? Ooh, what you said ought to go cover up my head. When you whispered, I love you. Ooh, 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 what you said. What you've done, ain't you the naughty one? Talking that way, say, are you joking or just outspoken? Ooh, what you say ought to go cover up my head. When you whispered I love you, guess you knew I loved you too. Ooh, what you said.
Barbara Lee, Ooh, What You Said. Novelty songs were at their most popular in the 1920s. They had a youthful appeal and were consciously, even self-consciously, oddball. They required a goofy disregard for anything serious and did so in a language all their own. They were the theme songs for the flaming youth of the flapper era, when making sense mattered a lot less than having fun. Van and Schenck, all she'd say was, uh-huh. And Ian Whitcomb, You Tell Her, I Stutter.
I never cared for birds or flowers, the humming of the bees until today.
Until today.
Until today.
Until today.
I never cared for movie stars or lovesick melodies until today.
Until today.
Until today.
Until today. Until today.
Like a sweet cooling dove, I just
bubbling with love. Oh, my sweet baby girl has my brain in a whirl. Oh, how wonderful eyes.
Oh, those eyes.
And her beautiful smile.
And her beautiful smile.
They have me hypnotized.
They have me hypnotized.
The diamond be wild.
On a little love and every now and then.
When I patted her hand, did she say it was grand? Then I started to sing about a cute wedding ring. I told her of my dream about a bungalow. I felt myself a-slipping when she said, let's go. I just faded away when I heard her say, oh, I'm all out of breath, I'm just tickled to death. For today is the day that I took her away. As we marched down the aisle, it was just like a dream.
It was just like a dream.
He was just full of smile.
He was just full of smile.
When I called her my queen,
here comes the bride.
Mr. Parson was grand. Did he join hand in hand? Everything that he said, she just nodded her head. We started on our honeymoon side by side. I pressed a little hand and then I softly cried. Are you sleepy, my dear? And she cuddled near.
One, two, one.
Bill McCluskey was a husky, healthy, handsome lad. And McCluskey had a pretty little girl by the name of Pearl. But McCluskey, big and husky, stuffed it very bad. And when he wanted her to marry him, he told her brother Jim.
You tell her, cause I start to run. Oh, always getting into that, into that. She ought to know I bungalow where we two can raise a little.
Oh, no.
Help a fella and go tell her I bought the ring and such. I'm thinking, wow, cause I love her. So you tell her, cause I start to too much. Sometimes get into the Dutch. When I hear the parson say, honor and obey, I'm afraid I'll answer, oh, give me a piece of pie. When I'm in her parlor, I cup and sneeze and holler, I chip, and tonsils touch. But when I fool around, I'm afraid, brave, I'll drown her. So you tell her, cause I start to too much.
From 1921, Van and Schenck with Kid Zaney, Mac Emery, Gus Van, and Joe Shanks, All She'd Say Was Uh-Huh. And from 1922, Ian Whitcomb with Cliff Friend and Billy Rose's You Tell Her, I Stutter. A decade later, songs had a lot more edge. It was the Depression, and people's struggles soon appeared in songs, protest anthems and dark ballads, but also novelty songs. There weren't as many of them in the 30s, but those that appealed had sharp elbows even when they traded in nonsense. In 1932, Irving Berlin remembered a New Yorker cartoon in which a wealthy child stares down her chic mama with the caption, "I say it's spinach, and I say the hell with it." The song became part of the score to Berlin's Face the Music. Meredith Patterson and Jeffrey Denman, "I Say It's Spinach."
We must keep smiling and play the game while life keeps hurrying on.
For there was trouble before we came, 'twill be here after we're gone. So we'll just have to prepare
to snap our fingers and care. Long as there's you, long as there's me, long as the best things in life are free, I say it's spinach and the hell with it, the hell with it, that's all. Long as I'm yours, long as you're mine, long as there's love and a moon to shine, I say it's spinach and the hell with it, the hell with it, that's all. There must be rain to pitter-patter.
Things don't come on a silver platter.
What does it matter? Long as there's you, long as there's me, long as the best things in life are free, I say it's spinach and the hell with it, the hell with it, that's all.
Meredith Patterson and Jeffrey Denman, "I Say It's Spinach." Song lyrics have always used catchphrases to establish the logic of the rest of a lyric, to create atmosphere, and to give a song something distinctive and even offbeat. One way is to take a common expression that's playful to begin with and then follow where it leads. There's always more than one possible direction, as these two songs demonstrate. From 1926, Andrea Markovici sings "A Little Birdie Told Me So," and from 1947, Evelyn Knight follows with "A Little Birdie Told Me."
Mother said, "My darling, if you're going to New York, I must tell you of the mysteries of life. In towns like that, a little friendly visit from the stork is rather awkward if you're not a wife. Although he's not invited, he'll always be delighted to fly in at a weekend. Where will that fellow's cheek end?" But I replied, "I know just what to do, dear. While I roam, I'll simply tell the stork I'm not at home. How did I come to know which way the wind would blow? A little birdie told me so. A little word called yes can make an awful mess. The answer to giddy up is whoa. Don't pity Mother Eve. Her weakness was detestable, and soon she learned forbidden fruit was indigestible. But how did I find out what it was all about? A little birdie told me so. When a handsome stranger says, I think we've met before, there's more than conversation on his mind. When he says our souls should meet, just show him the door, for the meeting that he means is not refined. He'll say his love is mental and very transcendental. His talk will soon get boorish and very Ostermoorish. He will use poetic words that no one understands and illustrate the meaning with his hands. How did I come to know which way the wind would blow? A little birdie told me so. So look before you leap, the narrow path is steep. One little push and down you go. A very pure young girl's eye say there's none that's left. The well-known statue called Miss Liberty's the one that's left. But purest driven snow will sometimes drift, you know. A little birdie told me so. Listen to your mothers, girls.
From Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart's score to Peggy Ann, Andrea Markovici, A Little Birdie Told Me So, and then Evelyn Knight with Harvey O. Brooks, A Little Bird Told Me. The songs of the 1930s had a wise guy quality to them, even in love songs. They felt sharp-tongued and fresh from the sidewalks, so you didn't simply lift a catchphrase, you changed it to fit a love song. But it still had that streetwise side to it. The dismissive, you're talking through your hat, becomes the romantic, I'm talking through my heart. This is Shirley Ross.
I confess my store of information is not complete in many ways. In school I never was rated a star. I'm a dud at clever conversation. I'm always hunting for a phrase to say. I may be talking through my hat, but when I say I love you, I'm talking through my heart. Though it often isn't right, I agree with people just to be polite. But when I say I
love you, had it coming, do you?
I'm talking through my heart. But the words refuse to come. Yet the fact that I'm in love with you, only you, shows I'm not so dumb. There's a magic in your eyes that makes it hard for me to speak above a fire. But when I say I love you and want you to say you love me too, I'm talking through my heart to you. Yes, I'm talking through my heart. When I talk of this and that, but when you're near, I'm sincere. At a party or a dinner, I occasionally flatter. Tell a girl she's getting thinner when she's really getting fatter. But with you, dear, I'm talking through my heart. To a bride with whom I'm chummy, I may rave about her cooking and massage my aching tummy when her husband isn't looking. But with you, dear, I'm talking through my heart. And I hope that you will be a little tender when I tell you that I love you. Want you to say you love me too. I'm talking through my heart to you.
From Ralph Ranger and Leo Robbins' score to the big broadcast of 1937, Shirley Ross with I'm Talking Through My Heart. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the golden age of American song. I'm Michael Lasser. Sometimes in these songs, the title is clever not for its punning or its insight, but for its use of repetition and for the playful rhythm that emerges. It's as much about sound as meaning, as words join music in a merry mouthful. Helen Ward with Benny Goodman's orchestra, I'll Never Say Never Again Again, and Ronnie White and Travis Hudson, I Mean to Say.
Say,
you mean
it's plainly seen, my dear, that I,
that
you,
not I,
that we, oh, I'm so green, my dear. Why, oh, why must I keep stuttering like this, muttering like this,
fluttering like this?
I mean to say,
you mean.
That's it. That's what I mean, my dear.
Haven't you a lot of things to say to me?
Feel a little dumb. Words just will not come.
Won't you make December seem like May to me?
How can I impart all that's in my heart?
If you'd only make your feelings clear to me.
Gosh, I'll do my darndest. Lend an ear to me.
I mean to say,
I mean, it's plainly seen, my dear,
that I, that you, that we,
oh, I'm so green, my dear. Why, oh, why must I keep stuttering like this, muttering like this, fluttering like this?
Helen Ward with Harry Wood's 1924 I'll Never Say Never Again Again, and from George and Ira Gershwin's 1930 score to strike up the band, Ronnie White and Travis Hudson with I Mean to Say. Here's an odd title, notable for the liberties it takes with spelling and pronunciation, kind of like Mersey Doats during World War II. Except this tongue twister has an ethnic slant. It's a joke that starts to feel just a little nasty before it's over. It precedes what may just be the longest song title ever written. It feels like half the song. The songs in question are songs that question. Ian Whitcomb is Izzy as he was, and Fred Astaire and Jane Powell, How Could You Believe Me When I Said I Loved You When You Know I've Been a Liar All My Life.
Thank you. Frankenstein, he was very old. One day playing tiddlywinks, he caught a nasty cold. His great-great-grandson wrapped him up and put him into bed. His lawyer called next morning, and this is what he said. Is Mr. Izzy ill? Izzy, has he caught a chill? Has he the slightest cold? Often turns to flu, appendicitis, tonsillitis, colitis too. Ooh, is he breathing still? Is he, has he made a will? Has he, I am Mrs. Lawyer and I called around because I want to know, is Izzy worse or is he as he was? No one tried to answer him, much to his dismay. The lawyer's face went very white as he was heard to say, now I've had charge of his affair since 1852. He owes me 6 and 8 pence, so tell me quickly do. Is Mr. Izzy ill? Is he? Has he caught a chill? Has he the slightest cold? Often turns to flu, appendicitis, tonsillitis, colitis too. Ooh, is he breathing still? Is he? Will he make a will? Will he? I am Mrs. Lawyer and I called around because I want to know, is he worse or is he as he was?
How could you believe me when I said I love you, when you know I've been a liar all my life?
You've had that reputation since you was a youth.
You must have been insane to think I'd tell you the truth.
How could I believe you when you said we'd marry?
Why, you know I'd rather hang than have a wife. I know I said I'd make you mine.
Now wouldn't you know that I would go for that old line?
How could you believe me when I said I love you, when you know I've been a liar?
You sure have been a liar.
A double-crossing liar.
A double-crossing liar.
All my doggone cheating lies.
You said you would love me long and never would do me wrong, and faithful you'd always be.
Me? Why, baby, you must be loony to trust a lower than low two-timer like me.
You said I'd have everything, a beautiful diamond ring, a bungalow by the sea.
You're really naive to ever believe a full of baloney phony like me.
What about the time you went to Indiana?
I was lying, I was down in Alabama.
You said you had some business you had to complete.
What I was doing, I would be a cat to repeat.
What about the evenings you was with your mother?
I was romping with another honey lamb.
To think you swore our love was real.
Baby, leave us, not forget that I'm a heel.
How could I believe you when you said you loved me?
Why, you know I've been a liar.
A good-for-nothing liar.
Oh, my good-for-nothing liar.
Thank you.
double-cross liar.
From 1929, Ian Whitcomb with Jenny Ann LeClerc and Randolph Sutton's Is Izzy As He Was, and from Burton Lane and Alan J. Lerner's 1951 score to Royal Wedding, Fred Astaire and Jane Powell, How Could You Believe Me, etc. For as long as there have been songs, there's also been a set of references, allusions, and images that recurs over the centuries. They're familiar and accessible, and they even find a place in some of these slightly off-center songs. Flowers, for example, roses and daisies and forget-me-nots, but it's what you do with them that counts. For today, you have to try talking to them. Faith Prince, I always say hello to a flower, and hurry, it's lovely up here.
Some people talk to each other while others talk to their cats. Some people talk to their mothers while others talk through their hats. I communicate with nature, with a leaf, a plant, a tree. And I'm always nice to a flower, 'cause they're perfectly lovely to me. I always say hello to a flower. Hello, hello, oh hello. I totally ignore the crashing boar who lives next door, for her conversation's silly, yet I never snub a lily. I always say bonjour to a lilac. Bonjour, oh bonjour, oh bonjour. I'm absolutely mute with a bully in a suit, and I never talk to fruit, heaven knows. But I always say hello to a rose. I always wave out a window box if the box is filled with hollyhocks. I speak to the daisies, I think they're swell. Tell your secrets to a daisy, oh, they never tell. I always say hello to a tulip. Oh, hello, hello, woo, hello. Get friendly with a mouse, it hangs around the house. But flowers never overstay, they stay a day, then fade away. Flowers are the sweetest things I know, so when I see a flower, I say, hey, buds below, up is where to grow, up with which below can't compare with. Come on, hurry, it's lovely up here. Life down a hole takes an awful toll, what with not a soul there to share with. Hurry, it's lovely up here. Wake up, bestir yourself, it's time that you disinter yourself. You've got a spot to fill, a pot to fill. And what a gift package of shower, sun, and love. You'll be met above everywhere with fondled and sniffed by millions who drift by. Life here is rosy when you're a posy. Hurry, it's lovely, lovely. Come, rhododend, courage, little friend. Everything will end, rhododandy. Hurry, it's lovely up here. Bloom, buttercup, buds are better up. Where in case of nuptials you're handy. Hurry, it's lovely up here. Climb up, geranium. It can't be fun, subterranean. On the exterior, it's cheerier. RSVP peonies pollinate the breeze. Make the queen of bees hot as brandy. much up. Azalea, don't be a failure. Come up and see the hoot we're giving. Come up and see the ground for living. Come poke your head out. Open up and spread out. Hurry, it's lovely here.
Faith Prince, I always say hello to a flower. And Hurry, It's Lovely Up Here. A number of these songs have been about love, but few have been slow romantic ballads. Their slightly askew manner doesn't lend itself to that kind of treatment. Yet the same kind of offbeat conversation can move in that direction if the treatment changes to make it possible. Telling secrets and bearing confidences not to one another, but to flowers, fits the sort of thing I'm describing. Yet a song from the 20s will still feel sharply different from one from the 30s. In different times, we pour out our hearts differently. From 1930, Ben Burney's orchestra with Harry Warren and Joe Young's Telling It to the Daisies, and from Ralph Ranger and Leo Robbins' score to Big Broadcast of 1937, Tito Gizzar, Don't Tell a Secret to a Rose.
Beep, 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 Marlowe, listen, this is what we gotta say to you. It's a secret that we give away to you.
Boys, that's no way to talk to the good old daisies. Listen.
Telling it to the daisies, hoping they tell you too. Pouring my heart out to them, but it never gets back to you. What do I do on Sunday under those lonely skies? Same as I do on Monday, but they never do put you wise. Oh, I'm so in love with you and all. I fear you're never gonna know unless the birdies tell you so. I know I'm wasting a lot of love time. Time and again I'm blue, telling it to the daisies, but it never gets back to you.
Ay, 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 la, 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 la
tell a secret to a rose. I told a secret to a rose. Just one that grew with rose in a garden. That night I saw my secret love smile from her balcony above. And I threw a rose from the garden. But how on earth could I suppose that I would choose the very rose that knew my love for that señorita? On her mantilla she wore it till the rose fell apart and out dropped my heart.
Ben Burney's orchestra telling it to the daisies and Tito Gizzard, Don't Tell a Secret to a Rose. Songs were never more lushly romantic than in the 1940s, not only in the crooning of such young men as Frank Sinatra and Bob Eberly, but also in the scores to Broadway musicals, never entirely immune to the pop styles of the day. A young man and woman drawn to one another but from different sides of the track begin to talk as the attraction deepens. Both are lonely, and the young man offers up his loneliness as love begins. From Frederick Lowe and Alan J. Lerner's 1949 score to Paint Your Wagon, Tony Bavar sings, I Talk to the Trees.
I talk to the trees, but they don't listen to me. I talk to the stars, but they never hear me. The breeze hasn't time to stop and hear what I say. I talk to them all in vain. But suddenly my I can see us on an April night, sipping brandy underneath the stars, reading poems in the candlelight, to the strumming of guitars. I will tell you all the books I've read, and the way I met the King of France. Then I'll send the servants off to bed, and I'll ask you for a dance. I suddenly see them
Tony Bevar, I Talk to the Trees. Offbeat conversations turn naturally to something light and amusing. But like so many other aspects of popular song lyrics, they prove more adaptable than they first appear, until they become something deeply romantic. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Man, I used to be Fascinating Rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.